Captain Raisando was in no position to see what Captain Martin Germain's Prince of Dolar was doing. The dense smoke made that impossible from deck level, and the men aloft, including those detailed as lookouts, were, understandably, more focused on the Carizian ships alongside than on their own consorts. If Raisando had been able to watch Prince of Dolar's maneuvers, however, he would have fully endorsed Arnald Stewart's analysis of Germain's actions. At the same time, little though he would have liked what Germain was doing, he would also have agreed with Stewart that too much aggressiveness was a far better problem to have than too much timidity. Just at the moment, however, Raisando had rather more pressing things to worry about. The leading Carizian galleon was slowly closing the range, despite Raisando's own turn away, and her fire was both unpleasantly heavy and dismayingly accurate. The steady, measured bellow of her guns, obviously still firing in controlled broadsides, was like the rhythmic concussion of some giant spiked boots tramping relentlessly across rockerized decks. He was confident he was scoring more hits of his own now that the range had dropped, but Carizian round shot were beating in rockerized bulwarks and side like the remorseless blows of that same giant's club. A half dozen of rockerized guns, a quarter of her entire larboard battery, were out of action now, and the pile of bodies along the center line of the deck was growing thicker. Wounded men were being dragged below to the healers and surgeons, making it hard to form any detailed estimate, but Raisando suspected that he'd taken at least 40 or 50 casualties. That was almost 1 in 8 of his entire company, yet the crew, experienced seamen and pressed landsmen alike, stood steadily to their guns, firing back as quickly as they could reload. The Carizian continued to fire low, smashing broadside after broadside into Rockerai's hull, slaughtering her crewmen steadily, while the marksmen in darts tops fired across at their Dolaran counterparts or down into the smoke below. At least a few Carizian shot had gone high, though, and Rockerai's deck was littered with fallen blocks and lengths of cordage. Raisando had seen 2 or 3 men felled by those heavy plunging blocks, and he castigated himself for not having thought of the protective rope nets he'd observed aboard the Carizian galleons before fire was opened. Obviously, they'd been rigged above the enemy's decks to catch debris and bodies falling from overhead, and he made a mental note to suggest that Dolar adopt the same practice in his report to Earl Thirsk. Of course, first he had to get back to make that report. Jean Powell's head jerked up as something cracked thunderously overhead. For a moment he didn't know what it had been, but then his eyes widened as he saw the entire main topmast beginning to topple. "Oh, shit," he heard a mental voice say almost calmly, and then he was dodging as the wreckage began to plummet. Yes! Captain Andare Krall of HMS Bedard realized the voice shouting that single word was his own. It probably wasn't a properly heroic thing for the captain of a king's ship to be doing, but at the moment he didn't much care. His gun crews had been pounding away at the lead Carizian for what seemed like hours, whatever his lying pocket watch said, without any apparent effect. He hadn't even been able to convince the bastard to divert any of his fire to Bedard. Instead, the enemy had continued to hammer mercilessly at Rockerai. Krall couldn't see the flagship clearly, but he could see Raisando's sails becoming more and more tattered, and, difficult as it was to form any accurate judgment in such a bedlam, it sounded to him as if Rockerai's fire had begun to drop. Now he watched his target's main topmast, topgallant, and royal pitch slowly to larboard, like some falling forest giant. The mizzen royal went with it, and for a moment he hoped the foremast might go as well. He was disappointed in that, but the Carizian galleon seemed to stagger, as over half her set canvas went thundering over the side. "Now what, you bastards?" he thought. Dart slowed precipitously with the abrupt loss of power. Captain Powell was astounded that the fore royal and topgallant didn't go as well, but he felt the sudden drag of the wreckage landing in the water alongside, still tethered to the ship by shrouds and stays only too clearly. The overhead nettings, still more or less intact, although they'd snapped like cobwebs where the butt of the main topmast had fallen across the larboard bulwark, were littered with broken wood, fallen blocks, and long snakes of cordage. Somehow, the men on the wheel managed to maintain control, and axes and even cutlasses were flashing amid the tangled snake chaos of fallen rigging as the bosun and his mates led parties of seamen to cut away the wreckage. Until they could, though, almost half of Dart's larboard guns were blocked by the debris lying across their ports. That was bad enough, but their lost speed meant the Dolorans would begin drawing ahead. They were going to be able to bring all five of their ships into action against the head of Powell's own line. He'd lost his speaking trumpet in the scramble to avoid the plummeting wreckage, so he cupped his hands around his mouth in an improvised substitute.
"Master Dicar!"
Dart's first lieutenant managed to hear him despite the tumult, and Powell pointed urgently at the suddenly stubby-looking mainmast.
"Get the course on her!" he shouted.
Dicar looked at him for a moment, then nodded in obvious understanding. The course wasn't part of the ship's normal fighting sail. It was too big, too cumbersome, and too close to the upper deck when it was set. The loss of the main topsail and topgallant sail had to be compensated for somehow, though, and the first lieutenant started dragging men out of the damage control parties and off of the disengaged guns and starting them aloft. Powell left him to it, turning his own attention back to the enemy, and his jaw tightened as he saw the Dolorans sails beginning to move ahead, exactly as he'd feared.